Стільки в світі зірок, стільки в світі людей.
Crowds hit the streets in Kyiv for a rally celebrating May Day. For protester Marina Prelukhi says this demonstration is a symbol of unity, far removed from the separatist violence in the East.
We are not afraid of provocative actions. We are here in peace. It would be inappropriate for provocateurs to change that. We have police here for that reason.
Slava Україні!
In Kyiv, paramilitary forces have camped in the area surrounding Maidan Square for months. Activists like Gregoria say they're here to protect the people of Ukraine. We are here for the truth. We are here for our country, for Ukraine. The fact that Russians have come to this land is unjust. That they have made this tragedy real and killed a lot of innocent people, that is also unjust. An agreement reached last month in Geneva between the U.S., Russia, Ukraine, and the EU called for the disarming of illegal groups in Ukraine. Kyiv sees separatist groups as violators of the agreement. Moscow says Ukrainian nationalist paramilitary groups like Right Sector should be forced to disband, but they say their actions are in defense of Ukraine, while separatists violate the Constitution. Spokesman Artyom Skorpatsky.
The Geneva Agreement does not concern Pravi Sektor. It concerns only the separatists acting in the eastern parts of Ukraine.
Even if the Ukrainian government had the will to disarm the paramilitary groups, it may not have the muscle. Analyst Sergei Slobodchuk.
The Ukrainian government is not in control of the situation. They simply cannot disarm all the military groups.
Political leaders say the only way to move forward in Kyiv is to reestablish peace in the east. Union leader Mikhail Yovolnets.
There's pressure from Russia, and that's certainly a negative. We are able to mobilize, and when everything is organized in a peaceful way, it will be possible to resolve all these questions without force.
The Ukrainian military recently started nighttime drills in Kyiv, and separatists keep encroaching in the east. Tensions continue rising, just weeks before a presidential election in Ukraine. In Kyiv, Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.